Musk may have just gotten himself into a jam that he's not quite going to be able to get out of. Because I would be absolutely stunned if the Delaware courts don't side with Twitter on this one, which I guess is relevant if you're a Tesla stock owner or if you're thinking about buying shares of Twitter right now, which are clearly nowhere near their $54.20 a share price tag that Elon put on the company. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Trish. Good to have you here. Quick reminder, make sure you hit subscribe so that you subscribe to this channel. I'm here every single day with daily shows for you. So hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. That's the alert button so that you know I have a show. Again, really, really good to have you here. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than now. So go to legacypminvestments.com today, legacypminvestments.com for more. You can get a free guide all about how to invest in precious metals right there, or call 1-866-589-0560, 1-866-589-0560. And you are welcome, of course, as always, to use my name. Anyway, I want to get into what's going on here with Twitter because it's significant. And know that when I'm talking to you, you're hearing from somebody who's a huge fan of Elon Musk and believes that he's quite a visionary that has seen things long before anyone. But in terms of this particular deal, I'd be really surprised if it doesn't close. And I say that because, you know what? You got contracts and you got courts and all of that stuff matters. Now, to his point, he's saying, look, you know, there's spam accounts, there's bot accounts. And because of those bot accounts, I couldn't give a real valuation for the company. Well, the problem for him is that he's said that before. In fact, he may have even tweeted that before he did this deal. And so consequently, the company's going to say, hey, well, you knew. You actually even tweeted this stuff yourself. That's going to be a problem. The other thing that is a problem here is just the Delaware court itself. I mean, once you strike a deal, you kind of have to go through with it. If they don't go through with it, then it actually would put in jeopardy any other deal that any other business makes. And the Delaware court kind of prides itself on being the gold standard in terms of being able to govern businesses. So while he may say, gee, you know, I don't think it's worth the $54.20 a share. I don't think it's worth $44 billion. The company is going to argue, as they have, that he's just looking for an escape valve because the market went south and he doesn't want to pay as much. By the way, that may be ultimately what happens. I would not be surprised if he's able to negotiate a lower price tag for the company because they're like, enough, you know what? Like, we're sick of it. We just want to be done with it. That could happen. And it has happened before in the case of, you heard me say this, if you watch the show faithfully, LVMH and Tiffany, when Tiffany got a lower price because LVMH said, hey, we don't want to spend as much given where the economy was in March 2020. But here it's a little trickier. Whether or not he can actually prove that this is a material adverse effect, the higher percentage of spam accounts that he's alleging on Twitter, that's going to be tricky because the judge is going to say, is it enough to totally change the trajectory of earnings? Look, it's only happened like once. I mean, I think they only once, the Delaware court said, all right, it's a material adverse effect or change. And consequently, the deal doesn't have to go through. It happened a few years ago. It was with a pharmaceutical company who, you know, just totally got decimated shortly after the deal went through. And consequently, the judge decided because the earnings trajectory was so vastly different than what it had been when the company was purchased, that the deal didn't have to go through. But that's like the only time. So how is Elon going to make this that different? I mean, look, the discovery process will be interesting, but ultimately, if the Delaware court can't enforce this, then what good is the Delaware court? And a lot of people would say, hey, you know, like maybe I don't want to do my deal in Delaware. And it would totally undermine the actual essence of what the court is trying to achieve. Hey, a quick reminder, as I said earlier, portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time, as I said, to invest in precious metals. As we look at all these inflation numbers that continue coming in, that continue proving what I told you would happen about 2 years ago, I think I said we were in jeopardy of seeing major, major inflation problems. And sure enough, here we are, 9.1%. In light of that, it's really important to think about how to protect your portfolio. And this is what the folks over at Legacy Precious Metals can help you do. They have an inflation-protected IRA, like gold-backed IRA, that's really, really helpful over the long haul. I mean, look, gold just, I'll just tell you, like over the long haul, it holds its value. I mean, and that's what you want. You want to make sure that your dollars hold their value. And yes, the dollar's been doing well right now on a global scale, but what happens to you in your community where you're living if your dollars can't buy as much? I think that's why you got to really think about the purchasing power of the US dollar and what it's going to be in the future. And what we've seen over and over and over again is that the value of your dollars in terms of what they can purchase, that declines pretty significantly. And that's why you want something like gold as a portion of your portfolio, as a small portion of your portfolio. It's what you call a hedge, right? You want a hedge against all that inflation. So my friends over there at Legacy Precious Metals, they can help you out. They can hook you up. Give them a ring, 1-866-589-0560, 1-866-589-0560, or go to legacypminvestments.com today. But I want to turn now from Elon Musk and the Twitter disaster. And by the way, he would be good for Twitter, right? Like you and I know that he'd be great for Twitter. He'd be great because I think he's thinking about some of these industries that have been, have become almost legacy industries. You think about the car industry or the space industry. And even now, social media, which is kind of old, right? Like it's been around for a while. What can we do to change it up? And he's got so many, I think he'd be phenomenal for the company and phenomenal, frankly, for the world if he were to get in there and get the company, whether or not he ultimately does. I think he does. Maybe just at a better price for him, which, hey, you know what? More power to him. But the inflation situation continues to be a real thorn in our side, right? As a nation and as an economy. And it's an issue of whether or not the Federal Reserve can intervene and do so in a way that doesn't actually send us into recession. And I should say big recession, because, you know, I've said before, I think we're already in recession. That's like that's a fait accompli. We are most likely in a recession right now. When it's all said and done, that's what you're going to see. So the question becomes, how bad does it get in light of what the Federal Reserve thinks it needs to do? Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton and also head of the National Economic Council under Barack Obama, has been very outspoken on this. He actually has taken a lot of heat from his own party because he said all along that these policies have been tremendously inflationary, and then the Fed would step in and probably overstep its bounds and do too much and consequently put us into a challenging recession. I don't know if they're going to do too much. I mean, these guys, like, they don't want to do anything, right? Like they're always a day late and a dollar short. They should have been way more proactive back when we saw the handwriting on the wall. And yet, you know, the woman who's the former head of the Treasury, current head of the Treasury, former head of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, wanted to tell us all it was transitory. It was like wishful thinking. That wishful thinking has to stop. They need to be realists. They need to look at what's going on. And what's going on is serious inflation. Whether or not another 75 basis points is going to curb it, I don't think so. I mean, I hope so, but I think this is getting pretty embedded into our economy right now. And that in and of itself is slowing, and combined with the Federal Reserve's efforts, is also slowing. So the fear is the recession that we're in may be a whole lot worse than we hope. I will point this out because we have one thing going for us, and that's the low unemployment rate. Let's hope it stays low, and let's hope that's an accurate read. I mean, so many people have migrated to gig style economy jobs, right? Where they're not getting the paycheck from the traditional company anymore. And consequently, they're not being looked at in terms of some of those jobs numbers overall. So whether or not it really is 3.5%, we'll see. I'm encouraged by it. And it may be the only saving grace in all of this that we've got going on right now. Anyway, great to have you here. Quick reminder, do make sure you go to the Apple iTunes page and you subscribe to the show there. It's really, really, really important. Do me that favor. Make sure you subscribe here as well, and I'll see you tomorrow.